Yes, us. Welcome to the Kefi Life Podcast. My name is Kiki Vale, and I'll be your guide to creating a life of hola gala, all is well. Together, we'll get back to the basics, and we'll explore fresh new ways to flourish in mind, body, and soul the Greek way. You can look forward to interviews, stories, essential self-care strategies, recipes, and actionable takeaway hola gala moments. This is going to be so much fun. Let's get going. Pame!
Alexi, for today is dendoma or stretch. This easy and natural form of movement can be done anywhere, anytime, but here are some guidelines for which you can be accountable. Regular dendoma, stretching, is better for your body, so actually every day for a short period of time, like 5 to 10 minutes, is beneficial. However, consider incorporating a 20 to 30 minute session at least 3 times a week. This dendoma or stretch will slowly but surely increase flexibility and open your range of motion. Dendoma or stretch, make it a daily habit. Hi, it's Kiki Vale, and I want to thank you so much for checking out the Kefi Life Podcast and embracing the Kefi Life lifestyle, where you balance your mind, body, and spirit for ola gala, all is well. In case you haven't visited my website, kefilife.com, it's on the World Wide Web, go there, please, and find recipes and my blog and lots of other information to continue to nourish your well-being. And while you're there, if you want to gain early access to all kinds of ola gala tips and trends, be sure to sign up for the Tuesday newsletter.
Eleolado, olive oil, has been celebrated in the civilized world for millennia. Nearly eternal, the oil of this fruit has been more than just food to the cultures of the Mediterranean region. It's been medicinal, ceremonial, sacramental, and the foundation of great wealth and power. It is safe to say that olive oil is the ethos, the essence of Greek culinary culture. Today, the priceless and life-giving ingredients of this liquid gold can be delivered to you when you purchase your premium bottle of Kefi Life Extra Virgin Olive Oil from the region my parents were born, the Peloponnese. The coveted Koroneki olive is extensively cultivated here in the southern part of Greece, which offers the unique microclimate needed to grow a fruit netting the utmost nutrient value for extra virgin olive oil. Kefi Life Extra Virgin Olive Oil, a boundless amount of value, high in antioxidants with anti-inflammatory properties, linked to good mood and improved mental health. Get your bottle of wellness today when you visit kefilife.shop.
Hey guys, it's so nice to have you here with me on this episode 159 of Kefi Life, the science of stretching, and I'm so excited. I'm live on location at a place called Stretch Lab. Isn't that a cool name for a business? And this is located in Willowbrook, Illinois, but they're all over the country. And I just got off the table and I'm so fired up about this stretch because I feel so mobile, so great. And I want to share the science of stretching with you with a flexologist. His name is Alex Geib. He also happens to be a person who has his bachelor's in kinesiology. He's been at Stretch Lab for 3 years. And without further ado, let's get down to business and find out all about the science of stretching. Alex, it's so good to see you.
Nice to see you. I'm glad to be here.
Alex, it really, I do feel great. I almost like want to rename this the liberation of stretching because of the fact of how good I feel after I get off that table. Let's talk about the science behind stretching. Describe it to our audience.
Yeah, so here we focus on PNF stretching. Big long word, it's proprioceptive neuromuscular facilitation. So basically what that means is when we're on the table, we'll put you in different positions. With your body, you push back and kind of activate that muscle once it's in a lengthened position. And then we're able to go back a couple more inches. I know you remember feeling like that on the table. But what that does, it actually builds flexibility within each muscle. So we're actually changing the physiology of your muscles every time you come in.
That is so cool. And Alex, last week I did an episode on biohacking. And the science of stretching has to do with biohacking in that it's a tool to help us live healthier, longer in a very natural way. Now, while this is natural, stretching seems so basic, but truly, I think it can make a difference in your performance every day.
Yep, I would agree with that. So I would say first off, most of the people that come into here, they say that especially at the start, the only time that they're stretching is when they're coming in here. So definitely something that everyone needs to do more of. But it is natural movements that you do with your body. We're not using any machines or anything. And going back to like what I said, most people, they start off not really stretching a lot when they come in. As they keep coming in, they are able to do more at home, you know, besides being in here because they kind of learn about their body. They know what to do, and they're able to do more than they were when they started.
And, you know, as we're talking, so many questions are firing off in my head, and I'm getting so excited. And, guys, I want to remind you that I am on location at Stretch Lab. So if you hear, like, a massage gun. Let's get that clear. Let's get that straight, okay, guys? But if you hear a massage gun or giggling or people talking about muscles and all that and ligaments, it's because we're on location. All right, let's get back to this interview, Alex. I want to talk to you about who needs this. You always think about, like, an athlete, because, like, when I go and work out, the first thing I need to do is stretch, and of course I don't do it. But let's talk about, A, why is it so important to stretch before and after your workout, and B, how does it really improve a regular person versus like an Olympian?
Yep. So first thing you said, who needs it? So I think my youngest client is 6 or 7. My oldest client, probably in her 80s. So a wide range of people come in and every single person likes it. Who needs to stretch? Everybody really needs to stretch. So whether it be that you're an athlete, we have a lot of student athletes come in from the local high schools. Of course, they're competing and they can actually see it in their performance. But also regular people that might not be competing, but might like to go on walks. They might like to go to the gym. They might like to golf. They can feel it in their performance of just those regular things too. And even if you're not doing those things, when you're driving in the car, when you're walking up and down the stairs, if you're a lot more flexible, you'll feel a lot different. Definitely better than if you're not stretching.
You know, I have to say hear to all of that, and I agree, because, like, when I come here, I don't know for sure, like, do I really need to stretch? I stretch. You do all the professional scientific ways of stretching my ligaments and my muscles and my legs and my arms and my whole body and all that stuff. You know the anatomy better than I do. And I always feel better. And you always say to me when I get off the table, how do you feel? And it's always, I feel like $1 million. All right, let's get back to different forms of biohacking that remind me of stretching. 3 come to mind. I would like for you to explain physical therapy, massage, stretching.
Yeah, so thinking about that, so physical therapy is, I would say they use a little bit of massage, a little bit of PNF stretching like we do here, kind of within their treatment plan. That's kind of the overarching one between the two. Physical therapy is usually more for something's wrong with you. You go to your doctor, they give you a prescription, you go to physical therapy for 6 to 8 weeks. So it's more kind of injury associated. And then normally after your 6 to 8 weeks in physical therapy, you're just kind of done. They'll give you some exercises that you don't really do when you go home. Massage is definitely a more popular thing that's a lot similar to Stretch Lab. People go in for massages. They feel good. You feel good every time you go. I would actually say for me personally, it's more of a relaxing thing more than of a physiologically changing thing like stretching is, especially like the PNF stretching that we're doing. Not to say that it's better or worse, but some people it works out with better than other people. Stretching, since it's actually changing the physiology of your body because you're doing stretches, it's a lot like working out where, you know, you go to the gym, you lift 100 pounds, you do so many workouts in a week. The next week, maybe you're able to go up to 105 pounds. Stretching, you're able to get to a certain angle. So like when we do the hamstring stretch and we want to get to 90 degrees, you can see 1 week you come in, you might not be at that 90 degrees, but in a week or two, maybe 3, depending on the person and how close you are to starting, you see your leg go up to 90 degrees and how that just feels normal to you versus before, you would not be able to do that or think that it would be a little bit too long for you.
And you said something very important, which is something that I experienced, and that is if you actually stretch a muscle or a ligament, if I said that correctly, yep, that is in need of the stretch, then you come back the next day and perform twice as good.
Yep, that's very true. So most people, I would say, come in about once a week. We do give, like, stuff to do at home, so you might stretch 2 or 3 or 4 days at home, however much you fit in. But definitely see the results with every single person. When you first come in, hamstring's a great one to look at because you can see your leg when it's above you, kind of where it's at when you start, and then thinking about after you've been in for a while, the difference of that, everyone can see, is pretty astounding.
One of my favorite exercises to do, Alex, is to work my glutes and my lower body. I like doing squats.
Yeah.
So if I don't do my squats correctly, if my form is off, sometimes I can, like, feel stiff or whatever. So I really do like to get stretched out so that my squats are, I'm able to perform my squat in a very good position. So speaking of that, what do you find in the 3 years that you've been here is the biggest issue with stiffness or tightness in the human body that you stretch on a weekly basis?
Yeah, so that makes me think of, like, what do people come in here and complain about the most? So low back pain is definitely one that a lot of people come in and say. A lot of that has to do with your lower extremities. So hamstrings, sometimes calves, everything's really connected in your body. So if one thing is tight, other muscles will try to compensate and kind of take over for it. And then eventually, you know, they're doing someone else's job, so they'll get overworked, and that's kind of what starts to yell at you. So a lot of times it's your lower back muscles trying to take all the work from the rest of your body, and then they start to get mad and they yell at you. So you got to stretch everything else out. Squats is a good example, because in order to do a correct squat, you need full range of motion. So if some of your muscles are able to do full range of motion, some of them aren't able to do full range of motion, then there's going to be some muscles compensating for it, and eventually you'll start to feel it.
Oh my gosh. You make me wonder, you make me think about, like, other parts of the body that can be tight. For example, shoulders, because what's going on in our day and age, which is we're hunched over to computer.
Definitely. So that's another one. A lot of people will come in. Most people come in, like I said, a lot is lower back. A lot of people think that they need the lower extremity stretched, and not a lot of people realize how much tightness is in their upper body. I would say it's pretty common to come in here, first time person saying, oh yeah, I want to stretch my legs, my hamstrings, my quads, stuff like that gets stretched, but we will do a full body something and a full body stretch. And at the end of it, they're like, well, I didn't realize how much I would like the upper extremity stretches as much as the lower extremity, because when you're on a computer, when you're driving, when you're sitting on the couch, everything is your chest, the front of your body is very tight, and the back of your body is very extended because of just the natural position we sit in. So stretching that out is something that not a lot of people do. And when you do it in here, I know you feel it when we do it. It's something that you weren't expecting, but enjoy.
Absolutely, 110%. As you would tell me, facts. Alex is teaching me young people words.
Facts.
Facts. A pearl of wisdom that you actually, in your young age, said is, when your body's yelling at you, listen to it. And that's what I advocate and try to impart on all my followers, Alex, is that they need to listen to their body. Sometimes we ignore the messages that our very body will send to us.
Yep, definitely. So if your body's telling you something's wrong, most likely it's something wrong. It might not be exactly what you're feeling. So if your lower back is yelling at you, like I said, it could be because your hamstring is tight or because your calf is tight. If your shoulder's yelling at you, it could be because your hip rotators are tight, or your IT band, which Kiki likes to stretch. definitely you want to listen to it. Definitely stretching in general, anything that you can do, whether it's finding something online and trying it out, seeing if it works with your body, or coming to a place like Stretch Lab and getting stretched. Definitely working on yourself is always a good thing.
Self-care is key and critical, because if you can't take care of yourself, you can't take care of everybody else. And I find that if I don't take care of myself, I get a little grumpy. But anyways, Alex, you mentioned the IT band stretch. We went over this 5 times.
You got it.
IT band stretch. And I loved it. And I said, what is that stretch, Alex? Because I lay down, I was on my back, my knee came up, and it went over my leg. And it was absolutely fascinating, liberating. Anyways, enough of me. Let's talk about, because I have this new routine. Uh-oh, here I go again. But I have this new routine, and it is a morning routine. And I promise myself, the first 2 things I'm going to do every day, Alex. One, I'm going to drink a big glass of water, at least 12 to 16 ounces. Next, I'm going to stretch. So let's help our followers now and give them 3 morning stretches that you believe will make a difference in their day.
Yeah, you got it. So I would say the 3 stretches that I give out to people the most, stuff to do at home: a hamstring stretch, a quad stretch, and a calf stretch. I know this is a podcast, so you can't see me moving, but you can Google hamstring stretch, quad stretch, and calf stretch. And if something comes up, there will be a lot of different options. You kind of just got to try them and see which ones work for you. There's not really a wrong answer here. If you do those 3 every morning, your body will be very happy with you.
Yay. And then you show gratitude, because I really think that combining that and pairing that with an expression of gratitude is just, like, so helpful. Okay, this has gone really fast. I love it. I could talk to you for hours. Let's do a show together, okay?
All right, I'll be there.
But I ask all my special guests, and you are a very, very special guest. I ask them this question, and you can answer it. So even if you need to ponder for a minute, Please do. The question is, Alex Guy, in my life, I've learned that.
I'm going to have to ponder. That's hard.
Take your time.
We'll go about what we talked about today. In my life, I've learned that you need to listen to your body, because if we want to live long, healthy lives, you got to listen to what it's telling you and you got to do stuff for it. So you got to take care of it so it can take care of you.
Love it. You're incredible. And thank you.
Thank you.
Stay right there. Up next, your weekly takeaway to keep it all as well. Hola, Kala.
This Hola, Kala moment brought to you by the law offices of Liston & Centillis. Ranked number one by the Leading Lawyers Network since 2010, taking care of all your real estate needs.
Today, friends, I invite you to evaluate how you're feeling. Take inventory and notice what about your life you need to correct, modify, or eliminate. Part of biohacking, which we discussed last week, is taking ownership for your well-being and following that up with positive action to recover or continue your healthy lifestyle. Your wellness is your responsibility and it's a precious gift. Start with the why of your health and then move to the how, and then you'll have hola, kala, all is well.
Kiki Vale is the founder of Keffi Life. She is passionate about whole person wellness and living a fulfilled life. Her Keffi Life podcast is created to simply and naturally help you harmonize the mind, body, and soul the Greek way. Visit KeffiLife.com and check out Kiki Vale on LinkedIn and on Twitter. Join us again next time for more positive energy and inspiration on Keffi Life.